Now, ladies and gentlemen, deep diving into the album Man's Best Friend by Sabrina Carpenter, we have to get into Sabrina because, of course, she listed out her favorite songs ever written. And she said it was, well, by her, right? She said it was Because I Like the Boy, Don't Smile, Man on Willpower, and We Almost Broke Up Again.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So when deep diving into the Carpenters and having track three on Sabrina's shortlist as far as her favorite tracks she's ever written, it's very interesting because, you know, having songs about love and things of that nature is very relatable to a lot of people. But when you take a break and then when you come out with another album and you realize that it's shorter, it's still short in length, because I think the last album she had, as far as short and sweet, was way longer than this one. Actually, that one was 36 minutes. Wow, it's like they're clocking every time they're making music. Let me see. So short and sweet was 38 minutes. The deluxe. Oh, okay. I think I'm talking about the deluxe edition. Yeah, the deluxe edition was 50 minutes. Okay, yeah, it's not the same. So emails I can't. Oh, she always gives a deluxe edition. Okay, so this is like one half of the album. Safe to say A Man's Best Friend is definitely going to have a deluxe. I mean, that seems obvious at this point. Another thing that was interesting is that there's no features on here. Well, there's no features listed. So I don't know if I'm missing anything as far as that particular fact. But yeah, it's just her throughout the whole 12 tracks. So she's letting it be known that I can carry this album all by myself. And she definitely can, as we've already talked about how big Sabrina is. I mean, she's definitely one of the biggest in the music industry, objectively speaking. I mean, Espresso, one of the biggest hits we've had in the past 2 to 3 years. Please, 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 Taste, all of those tracks was trending in the top 10 of Billboard for weeks. Like, literally a historic accomplishment by one singular artist. And then to capitalize off of that, she ended up winning Best Pop Vocal Album for Short and Sweet and the Best Pop Solo Performance for Espresso at the 2025 Grammys, winning six. But she had overall six nominations, but she ended up winning Best Pop Vocal Album for Short and Sweet and Best Pop Solo for Espresso. So anyways, getting back into track three off of the album, as far as My Man on Willpower, seems more of a dance track. Ultimately, this is what the entire album kind of gives you. And if you look back on it, like I just said in the beginning of the segment, how Sabrina had this track on her short list as far as the most or her favorite tracks that she's written, it makes a lot of sense in the world, especially when you start to look at the subject matter, right? And the Carpenters, because that's what they call themselves, the Carpenters seem to have been taking this track and saying that this is the one off of the album. A lot of people are saying that this is their favorite track. I think when you look at it and you look at how the Carpenters are reacting to this music, it's very interesting how Taylor Swift had her announcement for her album. And I think Sabrina Carpenter is the, I don't know if she's the only feature, but it seems like it. Let me see. Taylor Swift, what was that called? Life of a Showgirl? Yeah, that's what it was. Let me see. And I know Sabrina's on there, but I wonder if she's the only feature. So as of right now, yeah, Sabrina Carpenter is the only feature off of the Taylor Swift album on the track The Life of a Showgirl. So if you look at the overall reception, I wonder if she could pick that back up off of the Taylor Swift album or the Taylor Swift feature on her album, right? And then lead into the deluxe edition. And hopefully her fan base likes the songs a little more. Because our first reactions, me going through the Carpenters and how they're reacting to the album, it's not the greatest. But we're going to continue our coverage and dive even deeper into certain tracks that the Carpenters are talking about with track six, Nobody's Son.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.